get up. Don't stop the hanking of me. Don't make me feel this way. Come on over here and love me. You know what I want you to say. Don't be cruel to who a heart is true. Why should we be apart? I really love you, baby. Cross my heart. Let's walk up to the preacher and let's say I do. Then you'll know you'll have me, and I know that I'll have you. Don't be cruel to who a heart is true. I don't want no other love. Oh, baby, it's just you I'm thinking of. Don't be cruel to who a heart is true. Don't be cruel to who a heart is true. I don't want no other love. Oh, baby, it's just you I'm thinking of.
WRCO 100.9 FM, Richland Center.
ABC News, I'm Brian Clark. Former President Donald Trump moved closer to securing the Republican presidential nomination. He swept nominating events Saturday in Michigan, Missouri, and Idaho. 2 days before Super Tuesday, ABC's Mary Alice Park says he is on the verge.
Tuesday could very easily be Nikki Haley's last stand. There are not enough delegates at stake this week for Trump to technically clinch the nomination, but he could get very close. And if he dominates across the country like the polls suggest he might, he could make it nearly impossible for her to catch him.
The U.S. dropped 38,000 meals from the air into Gaza's. Humanitarian advocates say more needs to be done to get people aid. Large stretch of Interstate 80 in the Sierra Nevadas of Northern California shut down by the blizzard. It's dumped several feet of snow. Highway Patrol to free up to 300 people who were stuck. And today, commemorations in Selma, Alabama, marking 59 years since Bloody Sunday. This is ABC News. Texas Governor Greg Abbott says that he wants a report into what caused the massive wildfire, the Smokehouse Creek Fire, the largest in Texas history. It's more than 550 miles. He has said it may have destroyed as many as 500 buildings. About 20 million people each year contract norovirus. It's often associated with cruise ships, but there are now a growing number of cases on land.
Health experts are showing a jump in norovirus cases across the country, with the most outbreaks in the Northeast. The virus is highly contagious, and health officials say spreads through contact. ABC News medical correspondent Dr. Darian Sutton says unlike other viruses, hand sanitizer doesn't work to kill norovirus.
This virus has a protein shell that protects it from things like alcohol-based products, and so that's what allows it to stay on surfaces for long periods of time.
Health experts say washing your hands with warm water and soap for at least 20 seconds will help kill germs.
That's ABC's Michelle Franzen. I'm Brian Clark, ABC News.
Sunny to partly cloudy today. Highs in the lower 70s. Southeast winds 15 to 25 tonight. Partly to mostly cloudy. 30% chance for spotty showers. Lows of 38. And mostly cloudy Monday. Light rain likely. Highs of 53. With north winds at 2 to 4, it's 46 degrees.
100.9 WRCO. The Gospel Grace.
Hello, friend, and welcome to The Gospel Greats, the greatest songs about the greatest message, the gospel. I'm Rodney Balkum, and coming up today, our featured artist will be the Kingsmen Quartet.
I've said this everywhere. This is the best team I have ever worked with.
Plus, coming up in hour two, we'll have a spotlight visit with the Griffith family.
Our goal and our biggest mission, we've always been afraid that if we got too involved in the business, that we would lose the focus of the ministry side of things. And that is the most important thing for us.
It's all great gospel coming up right here on The Gospel Greats.
Hello, friend, and welcome to The Gospel Greats.
I hear a victory anthem. I see a people standing. They're getting ready for that promised day. I feel anticipation, a church with expectation. A king will come to wipe our tears away. So don't lose heart, it's not very far. It'll
darkness. The end of the long, lonely nights. The end of the heartache. The end of the battles we fight. The end of the suffering. The end of the pain. It's the end of the line for all sorrow and shame. And I know. Sons and daughters, that we are overcomers. We are the victors and the champions. You may be feeling tired, but hold your head up higher. It's never over, we're the chosen ones. So don't lose heart, it's not very far. It all begins with a kingdom that starts at the end of the darkness. Of the long, lonely nights. The end of the heartache. The end of the battles we fight. The end of the suffering. The end of the pain. It's the end of the line for all sorrow and shame. And I know.
The End by Endless Highway. Our featured artist today is the Kingsmen Quartet. Since 1956, the group has traveled across America sharing the good news of the gospel, quartet style. In the fall of 2022, there was a big personnel shakeup that started with the departure of Chris Bryant, and then Chris Jenkins joined one of his all-time favorite groups, Gold City. Alan Kendall talks about that period of change.
It was a stressful time, but it's a time that now, a year later, I couldn't be more grateful for how God provided to have Cole and Thomas. I've said this everywhere. This is the best team I have ever worked with. Just a great group of men.
That team consists of Alan Kendall on baritone, Radine Reese on bass, Thomas Nally on tenor, and Cole Watson on lead. Brandon Reese is their sound engineer. They've also added Brady Jones as a bass apprentice. Their new project is called Unstoppable God. Tenor Thomas Nally is featured on the title track and debut radio single.
I just love the song Unstoppable God. You know, everything that there were so many obstacles that were put before us, you know, in the rebuilding with the three new members coming on, and just the song itself, it just I think it's going to minister to a lot of people, because it talks about there's nothing that's impossible for God, you know. And there's a breakdown later in the song that says He can do miracles, and just, you know my backstory with that. God completely gave me a miracle, and so it just, the lyrics, just, I think they're going to relate to a lot of people. It's a powerful song, and I'm thrilled to be able to sing it.
That's Thomas Nally, and here are the Kingsmen with Unstoppable God.
Too high to climb. look, we'll see. Cause the God of all power, He goes before me. And time after time I've seen, there's nothing on earth that can stop the unstoppable God.
Oh, maybe you're facing a mountain of doubt, or maybe you're standing by the same water I'm singing about.
Unstoppable God, the Kingsmen, with the title track of their latest project. That's a new song, but they've also gone back and recorded some classic Kingsmen on the project. One was a classic Squire Parsons song, When the Saints Go Marching In.
It come from a table project called Kingsmen Classics, Classics with a K, 1978, the first album Anthony Berger played on. And in it, there was one record that had 10 Squire Parsons songs, and this random song called When the Saints Go Marching In is on there. But the harmonies were so neat. Mm-hmm. And it was Hamill, Squire, Ray, and Ernie Phillips singing it. The moment I heard it, my love for the old school quartet mm-hmm. singing, the original Kingsmen, and thinking about Raymond McKinney, gotten to know him real well over the last year or so, and even my roots with the Melody Boys with Gerald Williams, that all kind of came together just with this idea of recording this song. And then Jeff Collins has such a harmonic mind, and went in and we just had a blast on this song, When the Saints Go Marching In by Squire Parsons. So I'm thrilled with it.
Oh, when the saints go marching in, marching in. Oh, when the saints go marching through the pearly gates, singing sweet victory song. Reservation, brother, you must make if you want to join that throng.
Oh, when the saints go marching through the pearly gates, oh, what a happy
time 'twill be.
I shall join the number, I can hardly wait. I'm gathered by
the crystal sea.
Heaven's
joys for me are waiting.
participating. There will be no hesitating. Oh, when old Gabriel blows that resurrection melody. What a glory, hallelujah, jubilee on that bright golden shore. Gathered there beside the crystal sea, happy forevermore.
Oh, when the saints go marching through the pearly gates, oh, what a happy
time 'twill be.
And I shall join the number, I can hardly wait. I'm gathered by
the crystal sea.
Heaven's
joys for me are waiting, that's why I'm anticipating. There will be no hesitating. Oh, when old Gabriel blows that resurrection melody, melody.
And
when the saints go marching through the pearly gates, what a happy time, what a happy time, what a happy time 'twill be.
When the saints go marching in, the Kingsmen Quartet. They are the featured artists today, and we have much more coming up from their album, Unstoppable God. Coming up, the Trumpet Quartet, Ernie Haas and the Signature Sound, and a word from Tim Lovelace.
If you're looking for the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth, join your friends at Park Street Christian Church, where truth has come from the Bible for 135 years. Park Street Christian Church is a New Testament church, believing that the Bible is the inspired Word of God. It's not a bunch of stories, but is history written down. Join them Sunday mornings at 9:30 and 10:30, Sunday evening at 6, and Wednesday nights at 7 p.m.
Hello and good morning. I'm Bo Henriks, and you're listening to WRCO, where it's 18 minutes after 6 o'clock and we're already at 46 degrees. Gonna be a warm day out there today. Could be seeing another day with record highs. Yesterday we tied the record high at 62. So we'll have to wait and see just how warm it gets today, but sunshine, partly cloudy skies, hey, that's okay. By tonight, though, could see some spotty showers, so have an umbrella handy just in case. But again, it is 46 degrees.
The Gospel Grace.
Welcome back. The Trumpet Quartet is out with a new song. Here they are with God is Listening.
A thousand times you cry to God and ask him why he hasn't done what only he can do. You cry your tears, you pound the ground, the silence is the only sound, and it doesn't seem like heaven's gonna move. Oh, but there's still hope. Keep on praying. God is listening.
He hears every word. There's no cry that goes unheard.
The whisper and the shout.
Oh, he hears them even now. So pour it out, every need. Bring him every desperate plea. 'Cause you know. So keep on praying.
God is listening. So we pray the Father's will be done. Trust the answer's gonna come. And hold on to the promises of faith. Always will. Faithful then, faithful still.
That's enough to keep us while we wait. He hears every word. There's
God is listening.
God is listening. That's the Triumphant Quartet. We've been requesting it for a long time, and High Road is out with new music. Here's Sarah Davison.
It's been so long, and we have really taken some time and worked in the studio on these new songs. The first single is going to be When I Lift Up My Head, which is, of course, a Dottie Rambo classic. We have always wanted to put a Rambo song on one of our albums, and we finally got the chance to do it on this one, and we chose this song. When I lift up my head, he lifts up my heart. I just love those lyrics. And I love playing the piano. The solo on this is so much fun to play. And I know that the girls and I are going to have the best time this year doing it live with all of our instruments.
That's Sarah Davison, and here's High Road with When I Lift Up My Head.
When I'm down and out, when my heart is full of fear and doubt, when I lift up my head, then he lifts up my heart, and my troubles just all roll away. Roll away, Lord,
roll them all away, Lord.
Roll away, Lord.
Troubles roll away, Lord.
Roll away, Lord.
Roll them all away, Lord.
Roll away, Lord.
Troubles roll away, Lord.
When I lift up my head, then he lifts up my heart, and my troubles just all roll away.
Head, that's High Road.
Hey everybody, Tim Lovelace here with jokes that I hear from the road. Children are very optimistic because every glass they leave sitting around the house is at least half full. Keep smiling while you're listening to Rodney Balcom right here on the Gospel Greats.
We are the church. Let's reassert our claim to the power that is ours. When we rise in Jesus' name to carry love and mercy and salvation's plan. We are the church, and it's time for us to stand. We are the church. Let's reassert our claim to the power that is ours. When we rise in Jesus' name to carry love and mercy and salvation's plan. We are the church, and it's time for us to stand.
Let's leave behind our differences, let His word be our light. Wherever souls are hurting, let's bring the hope of Christ.
Let's go forward with the gospel to the darkness of the night.
Well, as we fix our eyes on Jesus, not to the left or right.
We are the church. Let's reassert our claim to the power that is ours. When we rise in Jesus' name, carry love and mercy and salvation.
nation's plan. We are the church, and it's time for us to stand, to stand.
We're not a house of program, but a house of praise and prayer. We're called to be courageous with the message that we share. And if someone has a burden, that's a burden we can bear.
The hands and feet of Jesus anytime and anywhere.
And signature sound with We Are the Church. The Kingsmen are the featured artists today, and we have more from their album Unstoppable God coming up. I'm Rodney Baucom, and you're listening to The Gospel Greats.
Many people aren't aware that Richland County has an organization similar to Big Brothers Big Sisters. For 35 years, Kinship of Richland County has made hundreds of matches between carefully screened adults and local children who need some extra attention. I'm Michelle Nolan-Karras, the director of Kinship. Occasionally, relationships don't work out, but it's amazing how often they do. Having a mentor can improve a child's self-confidence and help them succeed at school and in life. The mentor benefits from these matches, too. Often they last for years and continue into adulthood. If you would like to become a volunteer or refer a child, please contact us at 608-475-2886 or email us at kinshiprc@gmail.com. Donations to Kinship can be mailed to P.O. Box 51, Richland Center, Wisconsin. Your gift is tax deductible and much appreciated.
The Gospel Grace.
Welcome back. Coming up in just a moment, we'll have more with the Kingsmen. Here's Kim Hopper with What a Friend We Have in Jesus.
Pain we bear.
take it to the Lord in prayer.
With What a Friend We Have in Jesus. The Kingsmen are the featured artists this week with music from their new album, Unstoppable God. Alan Kendall, baritone with the group, talks about a song that he's featured on called The Me I'll Never Know.
I didn't think much of the title, and I don't know why. It's a great title. But me and my, you know, wisdom. We listened to it, and they all said, to Alan, you need to sing this. And I'm like, well, let me see. And we got through the first verse and the chorus, and everybody said, yeah, that's your song. And I'm like, okay. So I lived with it a little while, and I thought, man, that has been my testimony. Where would I be had God not ordained the steps of my life and really just orchestrated certain happenings in my life, all in the right place in the right time. Cannot imagine, but I don't have to worry about that. That's the me I'll never know.
Who knows just where I could have been? By the weight of all my sin, so far from grace, so far from hope. Who knows just where I'd be right now, lost with no way to turn around. A life so empty, a life so broke.
But that's the me I'll never know. That's the life I'll never live. That's the road I'll never walk. All because of what he did.
So I thank God for stories left untold.
I'm not wearing scars. Yeah, I've been places that I knew broke God's heart. But mercy says I'll never let you go.
That's the me I'll never know. That's the life I'll never live. That's the road I'll never walk. Because of what he did.
So I thank God for stories left untold.
That's the me.
Yeah, that's the me I'll never know. Yeah, he made my life worth living. And all because of his forgiveness. That's the me I'll never know. That's the life I'll never live. That's the road I'll never walk.
All because of what he did.
So I thank God for stories left untold. That's the me I'll never know.
know.
The Me I'll Never Know, the Kingsmen from their album Unstoppable God. On the project, there's a song called Second Chances. Cole Watson says that after the departure from Gold City at the end of 2022, he needed a second chance.
You know, with everything that happened last year and, you know, and the changes with this group, and it's amazing that God gives you second chances. No matter what you go through, or no matter what happens in your life, no matter what you do, how, you know, how bad you mess up, God is always there to give you a second chance. And I feel like sometimes we might take that for granted. You know, because I feel like we get so caught up in what we've done wrong. You know, God never forgive me, you know. And then, you know, we have the little devil on our shoulder telling us, you know, you messed up too bad this time. God won't forgive you for what you've done, and you're not going to make it. And, you know, you messed up big time. And then God comes in and reminds you what he's done for you and that he will give you a second chance. And that's what this song talks about. And it's very powerful and it's very true. And everybody can relate to that. You know, everybody has done that one thing in their life that they're like, you know, Lord, I need you to forgive me. Give me a second chance, please. I know I messed up. I'm sorry. I need this second chance.
That's Cole Watson. And here are the Kingsmen with Second Chances. Second Chances, the Kingsmen Quartet. The great gospel music continues in just a moment. Plus, we'll have our Southern Gospel headlines for the week when the gospel greats continue.
100.9.
Start your day the right way. It's the Roundup with Phil and Hank.
With Phil and Hank.
Weekday mornings around 7:20 from WRCO-FM, WRCO.com, and on the Civic Media app.
Right, I'm in Roy.
Bailey Paint and Decorating reminds you the perfect color should be enjoyed for years to come. Extraordinarily durable Benjamin Moore paint and exterior stain ensure just that. Bailey Paint and Benjamin Moore know getting the right product is the secret to success. Bailey Paint and Decorating ensures you'll have the right color and products and offers the best paint you can buy in Benjamin Moore paint products. Bailey Paint and Decorating, Court Street, downtown Richland Center, your Benjamin Moore headquarters.
It is 16 minutes away from the 7 o'clock hour as you're listening to The Gospel Greats. Best wishes to you on what should be a great way to end the weekend. Another day could be seeing record highs. Feels weird saying, even though I know we are now into March, but a high could be around 71 today. It would definitely beat the old record high of 67 set back in 1983. Yesterday we tied the record high at 62. And also yesterday in WIAA Boys High School Basketball Regional Finals, in terms of some of the area teams, it was Potosi, the number one team, taking down number 5, Ithaca, 79-62. Still a great effort by Ithaca. Also, it was Wisconsin Dells in Division 3 defeating River Valley, 79-35. We'll have more from our sports during our morning news. But again, right now it is 46 degrees.
The Gospel Greats.
Welcome back. Coming up in just a moment, we'll have our Southern Gospel headlines for the week. Right now, it's Greater Vision for all he's done.
Hello, friend. This is Rodney Griffin with Greater Vision, and you're listening to my friend Rodney Balcom on The Gospel Greats.
I can't help but think about the Lord and all the things He's done. He meets my every need. You know He's been so good to me, and I can't help but praise the Lord for all He's done. For all if I started now until I died, there'd still be many more. If I could mention only one, I'd have to thank Him for His Son. Now that's enough to praise the Lord for all He's done. For all
my
always done, that's Greater Vision. And now for our Southern Gospel headlines for the week. Greater Vision's Rodney Griffin just received word that he'll be inducted into the Kentucky Music Hall of Fame later this year. Rodney is a Kentucky native, and the great state is proud of his accomplishments in gospel music and songwriting. Congratulations, Rodney. Levi Mills of The Sound got married last weekend to Rachel Payton. Rachel is also a singer. She and her sister Riley form a contemporary Christian group called Renee. Congratulations to Levi and Rachel. Abraham Productions and the Museum of the Bible are bringing a historic event to the U.S. Capitol, Washington, D.C. October the 10th through the 12th, the Restoring the Foundations event at the World Stage Theater. Ray Flynn of Abraham Productions gives us a glimpse of the talent lineup.
Triumphant Quartet is going to be there, Karen Peck and New River. The Inspirations Quartet, the Inspirations are going to be a part of this event as well. The Hoppers, Joseph Habedank, Brian Free and Assurance, the Wisnets, True Song, Justin Cole is going to be there. And then we've got some great speakers like Dr. Ralph Sexton Jr., C.T. Townsend, Dr. Robert Jeffers, Pastor Tyler Dalton. This whole thing is going to be a time for us to come together for refreshing. We're going to have prayer, you know, for our nation, and we're going to be blessed by some incredible music right there in Washington, D.C.
You can get more information by visiting abrahamproductions.net. And those are the Southern Gospel headlines for the week. The Lohr family has just released a new radio single. It's called Jesus Does.
Who tells the sun to rise every morning, colors the sky with the shades of his glory, wakes us with mercy and love, Jesus does. Who holds the orphan, comforts the widow, cries for injustice, feels every sorrow, carries the pain of his children, Jesus does.
So we sing praise to the Father who gave us the Son, praise to the Spirit who's living in us. When I was a sinner, he saved me from who I was, 'cause that's what Jesus does.
The heart of the sinner showers his grace over all our mistakes, washes us clean with his blood, Jesus does. Who sings the song of sweet forgiveness? Who stole the keys to hell and the grave? The power to save, Jesus does. So we sing praise to the Father who gave us the Son, praise to the Spirit who's living in us. When I was a sinner, he saved me from who I was, 'cause that's what Jesus does. Sinner, he saved me from who I was. So we sing praise to the Father who gave us the Son, praise to the Spirit who's living in us. When I was
was a sinner, he saved me from who I was. Oh, I know that's what Jesus does.
Jesus does, the Lohr family. That'll wrap things up for hour one of the program. Coming up in hour two, we'll have more with the Kingsmen Quartet and a spotlight visit with the Griffith family. I'm Rodney Baucom, and you're listening to The Gospel Greats.
Lori Berry from the Investment Center at Community First Bank. Does your retirement plan fit your vision? Your plan should be as unique as you are. Whatever you envision, make sure you have the right investment mix, risk tolerance, and time horizon to get you from point A to point B. Contact me today to make sure your strategy aligns with your retirement dream.
Experience the difference. CFBankInvestmentCenter.com. Securities and insurance offered through LPL or its affiliates are not insured by FDIC or any other government agency. Not bank guaranteed, not bank deposits or obligations may lose value.
Many people aren't aware that Richland County has an organization similar to Big Brothers Big Sisters. For 35 years, Kinship of Richland County has made hundreds of matches between carefully screened adults and local children who need some extra attention. I'm Michelle Nolan-Karras, the director of Kinship. Occasionally, relationships don't work out, but it's amazing how often they do. Having a mentor can improve a child's self-confidence and help them succeed at school and in life. The mentor benefits from these matches, too. Often they last for years and continue into adulthood. If you would like to become a volunteer or refer a child, please contact us at 608-475-2886 or email us at kinshiprc@gmail.com. Donations to Kinship can be mailed to P.O. Box 51, Richland Center, Wisconsin. Your gift is tax deductible and much appreciated.
Just a couple minutes away from 7 o'clock, a busy day today in our area. The 40 at 8 holding its all-you-can-eat pancake and sausage breakfast. That'll be from 7 to 12:30, so just about underway at the American Legion Post 13 Hall in Richland Center. Water and milk will also be available. It will be a free will donation with proceeds going toward nursing training scholarships. Also today, the 12th Annual Milk and Cheese 8-Pin Tap Individual Bowling Tournament is being held at Bowling Banquet. Now, both shifts are full, but that shouldn't stop you because there will still be raffles, a dice game, and door prizes. So they'd love to see you there. Also, the Richland County Veterans Memorial Benefit Dance will be today from 1 to 6 at the Phoenix Center in Richland Center. Music provided by Monty Berger and the Country Gold Band. The event, also including raffles and a silent auction, a $10 donation is requested to attend.
The Gospel Grace.
Hello, friend, and welcome back for hour two of The Gospel Greats, the greatest songs about the greatest message, the gospel. I'm Rodney Baucom, and coming up, we'll have more of our visit with the Kingsmen Quartet.
The industry needs names like the Kingsmen and Gold City and the Inspirations.
Plus, we'll have a spotlight visit with the Griffith family.
Our goal and our biggest mission, we've always been afraid that if we got too involved in the business that we would lose the focus of the ministry side of things. And that is the most important thing for us.
It's all great gospel coming up in hour two of The Gospel Greats.
There's a little angel band in worship, singing praises to God near the throne. There's a welcome committee in glory, showing people all around their new home.
Well, I know it's a great celebration, with the saints in that place gathered near. But there's a little bit of heaven on this side of forever, and it's going on right here.
When a brother lends a hand to a brother, when
sinner's new birth. Heaven is happening here on earth.
Tell me that no news is good news, and they say the world is falling apart. But the good news is heaven's still working, and you can watch it from wherever you are.
Whoa, whoa.
In a place where you never expect it, the hand of God is moving somehow. Cause there's a little bit of glory that shows up in the story. It's heaven on earth right now.
When a brother lends a hand to a brother, when a neighbor reaches out to a need, there are people who are living the gospel, hearing the word of God and taking heed. It's a father taking care of his children. It's a mother spending time on her knees. In the songs of the saints or a sinner's new birth, heaven is happening here on earth. When a brother lends a hand to a brother, when a neighbor reaches out to a need,